everyone. It's good to be back back here on your podcast channels and on TikTok as well, Twitter, and all the other places we're going to be pushing this out to. We know we've had a hiatus, and we really did. I mean, we needed the break in a lot of ways, but we've decided to make as best use of it as we possibly can. And since we really miss making content and being a part of the TTRPG community, we are very excited to announce that we are coming back. And before we do our full relaunch, we just wanted to share with you all some of the changes that are being made. The first one being is the name. So you might, some of you who are already subscribed to us, whether it's on Podbean, iTunes, wherever you get your favorite podcatchers, you might have noticed that the name is changing. We are no longer calling the show The Family That Games Together. We are now calling the podcast channel V&V Productions.
V&V.
And
or V&V, doesn't matter.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you
should go first.
Because I'm prettier.
That can't argue that. For several reasons. Number one is we are... actually, I'll let you explain one of the reasons.
Oh, so one of the reasons is we're switching up DMs. So I've been running a game for almost 4 years with the group, with the friends group.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running a game for 4 years with the friends group, and we just came to a close. It was heartbreaking, but also really nice, and we got to put a little bow on everything. But now... he's going to be taking over the friend group, and I'm going to be taking over the family, which is a challenge. Stop shaking. He's so excited.
Sorry.
He's shaking.
I'm sorry.
So anyway, with me taking over the family, it's both of us DMing. So that's kind of why we wanted to do with the V&V and just kind of like incorporate more of more projects that we're going to be doing.
So the show that was known as The Family That Games Together, Victoria, will be taking over. And we'll also the other group that Victoria was running with some very, very dear friends of ours that I will be DMing, we are going to be recording that as well and producing it on the same podcast channel,
mm-hmm.
which is why V&V Productions is going to be born. The family game is going to be called what, Victoria?
Family game is going to be called The Eyes of Qui-Goth.
And the friends game, or the secondary game, is going to be called Age of the Shadow. And Eyes of Qui-Goth is going to be releasing every Sunday. And the Age of the Shadow is going to be releasing every Thursday.
We promise not to make it that confusing. He's a very confusing person.
So you wanted to tell us a little about the Eyes of Qui-Goth.
Okay, so I wanted to make a story basic so that you didn't feel very, like if you miss something or, you know, you're not paying super much attention, you can still pick up and follow along with the family and still feel like, you know, no stress. So in my world, what I did is I created a little bit of new lore around the whole concept of beholders. So in my world, I made an arch beholder who is the granddaddy of all beholders. And he was destroyed, and when he was destroyed, his eye stalks, his eyes, were actually dispersed all over the world. And that was over 1,000 years ago. So now his followers, called the Unblinking, aren't I clever, are intent in finding these artifacts in order to resurrect Qui-Goth. Some people think that he's this hero. Some people think that he's this tyrant. But whatever it is, our heroes are on this race to locate. Can they locate all of these eyes before this theoretically evil cult also locates the eyes? So it's just kind of a find the artifact before the other guy does.
Oh, and did we mention that I'll be in the game as a player?
You're going to be in the player. Mom is going to be there.
Mom is back. Denise and Anthony are back. Kristen is back. And Braz, who joined us at the very end of before the hiatus, will be in the game as well.
Yes.
Laura's taking a break for a little while to work on some things personally. She's fine. She's just taking some time away, which is cool. But the rest of your favorite cast of characters will all be here.
Mm-hmm.
And in Age of Shadow, Victoria will be still a player while I'm DMing.
So exciting.
A little bit about that game is those of you who followed the podcast for a while may have remembered a reference to a great battle in my world, the Battle of Dragonthrone, where the Arch Dracolich, Goros the Crimson Shadow, was defeated by a famous band of adventuring heroes and saved humanity and for everyone. This campaign, The Age of the Shadow, takes place in an alternate timeline where Goros won the Battle of Dragonthrone and defeated the adventurers, has taken over the world of Arrhenius, and has basically subjugated humanity. So it is now, how do we fix this, basically, tyrannical rule over the world?
Mm-hmm.
That game starts at level 10, so it is a bit more intense. We are going to be handling some very intense themes in that game. Certain episodes are going to come out with disclaimers about just some content warning about certain things. Mm-hmm. And to let all of you know, I did tell my players as they were building their characters, because we all worked on everything together, with their DM, each player with the DM, mm-hmm. is they needed to make characters that were obviously party positive, that would be willing to self-sacrifice should the situation call for it. Mm-hmm. And as the player, they needed to be okay with the fact that their character might not make it to the end. I have designed this to be an extremely difficult campaign and with no guarantee of survival. So
gets a little real, but I'm very excited. I'm playing a little wizard. I'm very excited.
We've already recorded 6 episodes. That's why. So yeah. It gets a little real. I think it's a very different take on how D&D is used as a storytelling device. And I'm excited to tell the story with the players.
Yes. So we're both very excited about our new world, about our new games, and about our new players, because mixing it up and new energy at the table. And I actually forced all of my players to rearrange where they sit, so that was fun. But so it's just new energy, new maps, new worlds, and just shaking things up. So we're really excited to share it with everybody.
Absolutely. Not to bend their ears too much.
No.
Stay tuned. Oh, for your world, before we start posting episodes, Victoria had the absolutely brilliant idea to do prologue session 0 episodes with each of the players to sort of set up their characters, where they are in the world, and we're going to start releasing those episodes throughout September.
It's a good idea for all of the people who might be interested in my game. You get a little bit of a glimpse at each of the players, how I DM, a little bit of the world, and you're also going to kind of get introduced to these characters on a level that you normally don't get when everyone sits at the table at the same time. So it's actually very interesting. A lot of my players are such different people, how they play. So I kind of gave everyone a little bit something different to do, and they all did such a beautiful job. So it's quick little 15 minutes, and see if you like it. Enjoy.
So those episodes will start coming out. Mom's episode will hit September 7th. I believe that's a Thursday. I don't have my calendar app in front of me because we're using my phone to record this. But it is September 7th. The first Session 0 goes up, and that will be with Mom's character. You will meet her character first as Victoria introduces her and introduces the world. Then we will be releasing 2 a week throughout September, building to the first episode of The Eyes of Qui-Goth, and which will come out on Sunday, September 24th. And that Thursday, September 28th, we will release the first episode of Age of the Shadow.
Don't feel obligated like you have to write this down. Just subscribe.
Just subscribe.
And then I'll just get hey, new episode.
Subscribe, turn your push notifications on. You'll know when new episodes hit the feed.
Stop, don't tell people
We might also be releasing some different projects in the future.
Well, that is true, and that is exciting.
Perhaps not necessarily all D&D related. We're working on some different things, and we might have some surprises for some of you. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for checking us out, and happy gaming.
Yes, enjoy.